Move over, superheroes. This is the Superhuman Channel. The following paid program does not necessarily reflect the views or opinions of the staff and management of Tri-Scepter Productions or the Superhuman Channel. Tri-Scepter Productions and the Superhuman Channel are not responsible for any claims, warranties, or guarantees made during this program.
Prepare to experience the strongest radio allowable by law. Secrets will be revealed. Myths dispelled.
From the studio gym where excuses never apply.
It's Superhuman Radio with your host, Carl Lenore.
Hey, welcome back to another episode of Superhuman Radio. Today is Friday, which means I'm joined by the lovely and talented Elisa Profumo. How you doing, Elisa?
Hey. How are you?
Really exciting news, too. I want to say this at the top, okay? Mm-hmm. So, you know, we've taped some 27 episodes of Superhuman Television, and you'll see them on YouTube very shortly. A fella named Steve Parente in Hawaii, who's a listener, is helping us get our YouTube channel set up.
And the website should be up soon, too.
Well, yeah, we had buy a new server. It's a lot of work. Superhuman Television will be up probably sometime next week as well. But in the meantime, I've had a co-host named Tony Vannetti, who's a friend and a local celebrity of sorts. He does radio and TV here in town, but he's a sports guy.
Yeah, a lot of the people who follow sports are big Tony Vannetti fans.
Yeah, yeah. Next week we start taping. We're going to change things up. We're going to shake things up because you have to understand that our audience at 12 o'clock in the afternoon, Monday through Friday, is who, Elisa?
Mainly women.
Yeah. And so you got these two guys.
Talking to women,
telling them what to do. Mm-hmm. And what do women do when guys tell them what to do?
Do exactly the opposite.
Or tune out at least, right?
Mm-hmm.
So Dan Foos, who is, our director and producer, who's had over 30 years in TV and is associated with some very successful programs. And I sat down and we talked and we said, you know, Elisa co-hosts the Casual Friday show. She's a big favorite with the audience. The Casual Friday show is really very, very popular because of Elisa. What about Elisa being the co-host? So starting next week on Thursday, we will be taping the Superhuman Television show with myself and Elisa as the co-host.
Well, and also too, like I was the floor director, mm-hmm. and during the breaks, I would make
tell
comments.
Us what to do.
Not tell you what to do, but just add comments in. Couldn't keep my mouth shut as usual.
Well, no, you would point out good things that we missed. You would mention. You would tell me to sit up. Now, who's going to tell me to sit up straight? I got to get Elliot, our producer here at Super Radio Network, Elliot Turton, is going to be the floor director now.
Mm-hmm.
So, Elliot, I'm going to have to tell Elliot. Now, you have to tell me to sit up straight and smile and don't point
at the
camera.
I'll still be there. I can do that.
You'll do it while you're on the air. That's all. Yeah, that'll be funny.
So, next week is Halloween.
Yes.
Yes.
That means little pains in the neck will be knocking on the door begging for candy. Bah humbug.
Oh, come on. I love Halloween. I love fall, Halloween, Thanksgiving. So, I posted on Facebook yesterday, I think it was, just say no to GMO. And,
right.
And there was a picture of all the different types of candies that have GMO in them. And, you know, so after I did that, I started trying to research and find some kind of alternative of things that we can give because
it's called broccoli.
Well, I thought maybe toothbrushes or
kids hate toothbrushes.
I know. And it would get expensive. And then pencils, but really a pencil. So, you know, when I was looking at alternatives, there's really not any type. Well, there's some organic candies that you can buy at Whole Foods, made by Annie's. But like the junk that's in everything out there that's sweet. A food babe had posted a post about, like, getting something that's called Unreal Candy.
Yeah, it's a new candy that would you tell the story. Like, I mean, a kid woke up one morning.
A 13-year-old kid. It was Halloween.
After Halloween.
13-year-old kid went out. He came home with a whole bag full of candy. The next morning, he woke up and his dad had thrown all the candy
Which
away.
Which is not true. The dad ate the candy and said he threw it away, probably.
I doubt it. So anyway, so the kid started doing research and talking to chefs and, you know, learning about candy and what's in it and realized how bad it is for you. Mm-hmm. So they came up with an alternative, which is now called Unreal Candy. And Unreal has a website. They sell it on Amazon. They sell it at Target. And so I looked at the ingredients and they're trying. It says, they say no preservatives, no GMOs, no artificial ingredients.
But they can't guarantee it's organic.
Well, they can't guarantee it's organic.
Which means that they can't guarantee there's no GMO then.
Well, it also contains soy. Every type. I mean, she had listed, Unreal number 7, Unreal number 8. Like one of them was peanut butter cups. And it has soy in it.
Yeah.
And so I guess in her mind, soy is not a GMO. I don't know, because she said in her post, if you want to get some kind of candy to hand out that's not GMO,
Give out this.
So I started thinking about it and I thought, you know, maybe that would be a better alternative than the Nestle's and the Hershey's out there. But it's really not. Who wants to give their children soy?
Right. And you know what? This is the problem. So they're claiming to be non-GMO, but quite often if they don't put the organic, if they don't have a USDA organic label on it, they can't guarantee that there's no GMO. So there's some GMO in it. And clearly, I don't think there's any soy left in this country that's not genetically modified. I really don't. So, but again, candy is the worst thing that you can give kids, but we acquiesce to it for Halloween. For whatever reason, because it's too difficult. What are the other alternatives? What are the other alternatives?
Well, there's like some Annie's Organics, like bunny fruit snacks, and there are those, but they still have sugar in them.
See, and the days are gone where you could make something at home. Well, and give it out.
I thought about little clementines, little oranges, or little apples, but you can't give those out. You can't give out homemade candies. You can't
give out anything that's not wrapped.
No, like the little oranges, if you gave them tangerines, they'd just throw it out because you can actually inject something into those.
Yeah, yeah.
So they would just throw it out.
Because I was thinking, what if you took Quest protein bars? You could cut one protein bar into about 6 little pieces and wrap it up in tinfoil and give them those. But then it's not... You know, it's basically homemade, and nobody wants to take that chance.
Well, I think the best choice is to go to Whole Foods. They do have some organic candies there that you and then, you know, there's the bars, but those big chocolate bars, but those are expensive. You can't afford to give out those.
No, and you can't break them up into pieces because, once again, once you break the wrapper, nobody wants to trust it. It's really a dilemma. It's a dilemma that benefits these idiot companies, which, as you point out, You really are strong about this. You want everyone to boycott Nestle's and Hershey's, right?
Well, you know, the vote is coming up November 9th.
In Washington State.
Yeah, for GMO labeling.
Right.
And so I think we talked about this last week, that the Washington State Attorney General's Office made the Grocery Manufacturers Association release a list of who was donating campaign funds to fight
GMO labeling,
right. So I've got a list right here in front of me of the companies who were hiding behind the Grocery Manufacturers Association.
Right, because they didn't want to reveal. They did this purposely. They thought, look, we don't want to be implicated in fighting against this. It's bad for us. So we'll put this behind the wall of the Grocery Manufacturers Association so we can hide where the money's coming from.
So one of them was Nestle. They've donated $1,052,743.
Just to the Washington battle.
Just to the Washington battle. Okay. And Hershey's, $248,305. And the list is just unbelievable.
Kellogg's, you said, is on there?
Kellogg's, PepsiCo.
How much did Kellogg's and PepsiCo give?
PepsiCo gave $1,620,899. Coca-Cola, $1,047,332.
Now think about this. They're throwing $1 million at this one state.
But they can't afford to change the labels.
Yes, because there's going to be other states that are, you know, Vermont. I mean, we're going to have other states that are fighting for this. So by the time they're done, they'll have thrown, each of these companies will have thrown some $20 million at through individual states, not labeling GMO. But then they'll cry the blues and say, well, it's too expensive to label GMO. It can't be more money than $20 million.
The Clorox company.
What do they have in the fight?
$12,000.
Who's drinking Clorox?
Sunny Delight, $21,000. Bumblebee Foods, $36,000. So there, if you go to Cornucopia Institute, there is a pictured that has the corporate agribusiness biotech fighting, 522, and organic leaders supporting 522.
Who are the organic leaders? Do they have, are you looking at that by any chance? I know, I know that guy that does the you know, the soap that you don't like, the Dr. Bronner's Castile soap stuff that you say is too thin. He always throws a lot of money to help the fight.
Well, to help the fight, we've got Annie's. I just mentioned Annie's Organic Candies. So there you go. If you want to support someone who's doing some good, support the Annie's. They've got Stonyfield, the yogurt, Amy's, the Cliff Bars, Organic Valley, Earthbound Farm Organic, Whole Foods. Good for them.
Yeah, but they're on both sides of the fence. They're hedging their bet. How much did the Whole Foods put into it?
It doesn't have a list here. This is just a picture of the...
I mean, Whole Foods is betting both sides of this. They're working on, they're working with the people that are manufacturing genetically modified foods, but at the same time, they're going to fund, they want to see labeling happen.
They didn't fund it. Oh, Land O'Lakes is on the wrong side of the pack there. Kashi is on the wrong side. Listen to this. There's some organic companies on Lara Bar, Cascadian Farm Organics. Those are all on the wrong side. They're trying to stop the labeling.
I wonder why.
McCormick's. Those are the
herb company.
Yeah, they're Ottawa. They're trying to fight it. Wolfgang Puck is fighting it.
What is he doing fighting it? What's up with Wolfgang Puck, for crying out loud?
Kashi, Del Monte, Ocean Spray, they're all fighting it. So if you go to cornucopiainstitute.org, just cornucopia.org, you can see the list there. And just vote with your dollars. I know there are some people out there who have a podcast
I talked about this,
that you can't vote with your dollars, but you can.
But I talked about this the other day. I actually mentioned this in a show. I had a vamp for a half hour because we had no guests for a half hour. So I talked about the whole argument, about the argument you can give for genetically modified foods. And I said there's a guy out there who has a big audience who is saying it's not fair to vote with your dollars, because there's farmers out there that can't afford to grow non-genetically modified foods, and you're going to put them out of business. You know, woe is them. And it's like, I'm thinking to myself, you're serious, dude? You're like, you're on this side of the fight and you're telling people that kind of nonsense? And I understand he's probably trying to be middle of the road because he wants to be the next Dr. Oz. But the reality is, that same argument is like, well, you know, there are people who work for Philip Morris and they have to pay their mortgage, so people should smoke. Don't boycott cigarette smoke. No. You know what? They need to work hard to deliver the foods and products that we want. We can't. We shouldn't have to buy what they want us to buy.
Ben and Jerry's is on the good side. They're fighting the good fight here.
I don't even think Ben and Jerry's are involved with the company anymore, ironically.
Oh, well.
I forget who bought them, but somebody bought them.
It's on the list here. So if you go to cornucopia.org, you can see the list yourself. And just remember, don't buy Nestle's or Hershey's this Halloween.
Yeah, try not to. I mean, work hard not to. Really. I like the idea of using Annie's, and it's at Whole Foods, you said?
Annie's has at Whole Foods, yes.
Okay. Let's take a break. When we come back, we've got lots of good things to talk about. You're listening to Casual Friday on Superhuman Radio. Sit back, relax. More
and
coming
listen.
Your way. Yeah, and listen.
Carl Lenore.
I want to live longer. I want to be stronger. I want to be healthier. And I want everybody to come along.
Calling out the daytime television quacks.
I want to see Dr. Oz do those things in the gym. He's out there telling people how to be stronger, be healthier, look better, live longer. Let's see him put himself to the test. Let's see any of these people do the things that we do in this audience here.
Motivating the people.
We are the true superhuman.
You're listening to Superhuman Radio.
If you're taking more than one nutritional supplement, stop. Simplify your supplementation with Bio Superfood, the most advanced nutritional whole food you can buy. Even Olympic athletes have discovered Bio Superfood from BioAge.com. You take just one nutritional supplement to help the brain with focus, memory, clarity, and mood. Bio Superfood has zero toxicity. It is safe with no contraindications. Learn more at BioAge.com or call 877-288-9116. Mention Superhuman Radio and get a 10% discount. You can also go to SuperhumanRadio.com and click the BioAge banner ad. Enter promo code SHR for a discount.
Thousands of Superhuman Radio listeners already know how well GLC 2000 works at repairing joints and cartilage, and it's the best price on the market, milligram for milligram. Now GLC Direct is offering a special that my listeners can take advantage of. Buy one, get one free of any GLC 2000 product. That's right. Buy one of your favorite GLC 2000 products and get one free. Capsules or raw powder. Just mention Superhuman Radio and buy one, get one free today. Call 866-452-3473 or click the GLC banner ad on superhumanradio.com. Offer limited to one per household.
Never before has an anti-estrogen been so powerful. The triazole formula is built on a potent, all-natural aromatase inhibitor called Pizole, which has been shown in clinical trial to be as effective as a leading prescription aromatase inhibitor. Pizole works in concert with the rest of the triazole formula to control estrogen while simultaneously boosting testosterone significantly. In fact, one of triazole's testers had a 120% increase in total testosterone and a 257% increase in free testosterone. Triazole is available at bodybuilding.com, NutriPlanet.com, or where finer supplements are sold. For more information, check out GetDS.com.
People who want the best whey protein in the world turn to WhayNaturalUSA.com. WhayNaturalUSA produces the only whey protein from grass pasture-fed cows raised right here in the USA. You cannot get the same quality whey protein anywhere else, period. WhayNaturalUSA is cold-processed through the patented Chill-Rite process, so all the undenatured fractions of whey stay intact. Just pure grass pasture-fed whey in all its natural glory. Go to WhayNaturalUSA.com today and find out what you've been missing. WhayNaturalUSA.com. Are you still putting toxic toothpastes in your mouth? Still brushing with sodium lauryl sulfate, which is related to canker sores and gum recession? You've heard a lot of people in the Superhuman Nation talk about how much they love Aura MD. Carl and Elisa won't brush with anything else. Now get a free bottle of Aura MD and see what all the excitement's about. Go to superhumanradio.com and click the Aura MD banner ad today. You cover shipping and we'll give you a free bottle for first-time customers only. What are you waiting for? The best toothpaste alternative is just a click away.
Orbit Nutrition carries over 1,000 of the hottest nutritional supplements, performance enhancers, and nutraceuticals on the planet. And now, Superhuman Radio listeners get an additional 5% off their everyday low prices by using the coupon code SHR5. That's SHR and the number 5. Choose from products like Quest Protein Bars, iForce Nutrition, Iron Mag Labs, and more. Check out Orbit's daily deals for special insane blowout prices. Log on to the Orbit Nutrition Forum and get feedback about the products you're shopping for and get an additional 5% off using the coupon code SHR5. Orbit Nutrition. Fast, reliable, competitive, international. Why shop anywhere else?
Build muscle, burn fat. It's Superhuman Radio.
Welcome back.
That's a new song.
No, it's an old one.
Oh, is it?
It's actually The Tide is High with that song when we were kids. I can't think of it. You know what I'm talking about?
No.
Listen. That song, it's an old song. Anyway, okay. Pata Pata, it's called. Pata Pata. Okay, so we've got other good things to talk about. What do you want to start with?
Okay, I want to talk about, so I've been craving tuna. And I went to the grocery store and I just bought some tuna in packets and I was going to make a tuna salad with it. And then I looked on the package to see where they catch the tuna. So then I went to their website because I was worried about Fukushima and the radiation in the Pacific.
Right.
So I went to their website and they, while it is wild caught tuna, it's caught in the Pacific.
And the Atlantic.
But you don't know what you've got, right?
Right. So I made a phone call on your behalf.
Yes, because I still haven't eaten any tuna.
And I checked it out after the phone call. So let's listen to this phone call first. Here, listen to this.
This is Sunkist.
Yeah, I call them this Starkist.
Oh, Starkist. I'm
sorry. Sunkist are the orange people. we'll call them next. This is Starkist customer service. I called them this morning and asked these questions. Listen.
Thank you for calling Starkist Consumer Affairs. If you are calling to learn how you can sign up for Starkist coupons or special offers, please visit our website at starkist.com and click on the Join Now link. Your call may be monitored or recorded for quality and training.
Now, isn't that a funny thing to say? Because I'm the one who's taping the call also. They're saying, hey, your call may be monitored or recorded for customer for training. And I should have said back to them, no, your call may be recorded to play on my radio show today. So, here you go.
Please hold for the next available representative.
That's funny.
Consumer Affairs, this is Mike.
Hey, Mike, I have a question about your tuna. It's wild caught, right?
It is, yes, absolutely.
Do you know whether it comes from the Pacific or Atlantic Ocean?
It could come from either. We fish in Atlantic, Pacific, Indian, Tropical Pacific. We fish all deep international waters of many different oceans. If you have an individual can there, there's a code on there. I could, if you give me the information, I could tell you exactly what ocean it came from.
I have a pouch. Can you do it with a pouch as well? Okay, what do I need to look for?
The code that appears after the best by date on the back of the pouch.
Okay, best by date, 12/5/2014. Then it says, beneath that it says 2, then a big space, 340, big space SM, big space AD, big space CAWA5, big space 12:28.
That was fish from the South Pacific Ocean.
How do you know? I mean, is there a way I can look at it? Look, I'm interested in getting, wild caught fish. I love your product. I've been reading a lot about this whole nuclear fallout, radiation fallout from Fukushima on the West Coast. I'd like to buy fish that isn't fished from a certain area. Can I interpret these codes?
Actually, there's no way for you to interpret it, but there is. I can say that we actually don't fish in that area, so we do not fish in that area. So our fish would not be associated with that particular incident over there. So
but I mean, no, off the coast of California, they're talking about there's radiation coming in from Fukushima. Do you fish off the West Coast?
Not that I'm aware of. In fact, I don't know. Most of it's going to come from that South Pacific Ocean.
Okay.
And some does come from the Western Tropical Pacific Ocean, but that's the major two that we're fishing in as far as that goes.
Okay. Okay. And then if I wanted to know, I'd have to call in with the code for each package to find out.
There's actually each one is individualized. There's no way to really tell that. I wish I had that information available, but with that code, I was able to put it in. It told me where it actually came from. But that one was from the South Pacific, according to the information entered in here.
Okay. All right. Thank you very much.
Okay.
All right. Bye-bye.
All right. Have a nice day.
You too. Bye. Okay. I don't believe him that you can't tell where it comes from. He could have told me the code. It was either, I'm telling you right now, that it's either the code that I read, SM, or CAWA5. Because as soon as I said CAWA5, before I even went on, he was like cutting me off already. So it was either the SM, the AD, or the CAWA5. And so, but the reason they don't want you to know is because they don't want you to like thumb through at the store and go, I'll take this pouch, but not those three pouches. I'll take that pouch, but not those two pouches. They don't want people to start taking just specific pouches and looking only for stuff, fished in the South Pacific. The South Pacific is not a problem. It's down by Australia.
Okay.
Okay. I didn't look yet. I didn't have time to look at what the tropical Pacific is.
Uh-huh.
But I'm thinking the tropical Pacific is probably out beyond like the Philippines and so on.
Well, so there's three more packages of that at home. I can, if
I want to call we got to make sure that they have different codes.
Uh-huh.
We can crack this.
We can crack the code.
Yeah, we can crack the code. And then we'll know, like when you buy Starkist, tuna.
If it's fish.
If this means from the Pacific coast, the South Pacific coast, or the Atlantic coast, or whatever, yeah.
Okay, that's good.
Yeah,
so
it was very cool.
We'll keep you guys posted on that.
Yes, we will crack the code.
So I can eat that tuna?
Yeah, I feel pretty confident that if it's really from the South Pacific, now that's the question.
Is it really?
Is this guy a liar all the way around?
So maybe we should call back and get a couple different people.
Well, no, I want to call back with this pouch.
That's
again.
What I'm saying.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. With the same pouch and get a different answer.
Yeah, yeah, and see if this is if there's really, and maybe even somebody will say, oh yeah, the SM means South Pacific, mm-hmm. South Maritime, or so, you know, whatever. And then we'll be able to tell where
so,
it's coming from.
Stay tuned on our tuna project.
wait a minute, Elisa. This breaking news, this just in. The FDA sucks. There you go. News at 11. There you go.
Okay, so as I was flipping through my Cooking Light magazine that I ordered to help my nephew out, if you guys remember that story.
Yeah.
There was a pullout, so I pulled it out, and it's Belvic Lorcason. Open your free trial voucher. So this is a voucher to get 15 days of Lorcason free.
Yeah, but you got to buy 30. So okay, mm-hmm. And you know what this made me think of when I heard this?
But it's still awful. They're going to give away 15.
Well, let's talk about this. Let's talk about this.
And it's okay with the FDA?
You can't get 15 free without getting all 30. You got to pay for 15 to get 15. So it's a buy one, get one free, or buy 15, get 15 free, right?
Mm-hmm.
But more importantly, this is the model. When I was a kid, and I know I've said this before on the show, my dad told me about reefer. Reefer.
Marijuana?
Yes, reefer. He says, be careful about reefer. I must have been like 10, 11 years old. He says, be careful. There's going to be people that are going to offer you reefer. And that's what they do. They give you the first hit for free. And then when you're addicted, you have to keep buying it.
Oh.
That's the way the pusher works. The pusher gives you some for free to get you turned on, and then you come back and you buy it. And I thought, isn't that interesting that the pharmaceutical orthodoxy have adapted exactly what has been attributed to the growing rise in recreational drug abuse in this nation since the late 50s? And that is, give them a little taste for free, and then they got to buy it. I just thought that was interesting. But anyway, you're right. So let's talk about Lorcason. It's Lorcaserin.
Lorcaserin.
So Lorcaserin, and we've talked about Lorcaserin before.
Yes, we have.
Because we talked about it after it was approved this last time.
Mm-hmm.
Because the FDA did not approve it the first time they submitted it because it had all sorts of terrible side effects. Okay?
Okay.
I don't remember all the side effects, but I seem to remember that they had something to do with serotonin. As well. But anyway, neither here nor there. The FDA turned
it says
down.
It acts as an anorectic.
It does.
Okay.
It does, yeah. The FDA turned it down the first time because it was dangerous. Now think about this. The FDA doesn't turn anything down, right? They didn't turn down drugs that killed people until they was killing so many people they had to recall them. So the FDA turned it down. That's got to mean it's got a horrible health profile. But then the company, which is Arena Pharmaceuticals, went back and said, let us go ahead and do some more testing on it. And so they came back with a whole new slew of tests. And we know how these scientific studies go. Look at Vioxx. They slipped Vioxx right under the FDA's nose, even though it was killing people. And the FDA said, okay, we'll allow it, but under certain conditions. The certain conditions are the person has to really be obese. They have to be like a 30 BMI and above, which is not obese because I'm 30. I'm 32.
How are they going to prove that? The doctor just has to.
Yeah, the doctor is going to be the one who makes this decision. And they have to have some disease already related to their overweightness, and that could be diabetes. It could be high blood pressure or something. So in other words, what they're saying is, look, the person cannot be relatively healthy and take this just to lose some weight. They've already got to be damaged because this is going to damage them more. That's basically the whole gist behind Belvic, which is what they've renamed it, B-E-L-V-I-Q. The FDA allowed them to change the name also, by the way, so that they could hide the fact that it was turned down the first time that they submitted it. But this is laughable. Here's 15 of these things that'll make you sick. Try them. And you know people are going to keep getting it once they get a prescription for it.
Here, and some of the side effects are headache, sinusitis, nausea, depression, anxiety, suicidal tendencies. The list goes
on.
And you know why?
I'll tell you something else. So, and I'm looking at this same thing that you're looking at, and I was right. It acts on serotonin.
Uh-huh.
Okay? And we know that elevated levels of serotonin can damage heart valves, and that's what happened in the original study. They were damaging people's heart valves, okay? But here's the interesting thing about it. The world is on antidepressants.
Yes.
So if you have a fat person on antidepressants and they also want to take Belvic, we're talking about disaster on their hand because you have serotonin reuptake inhibition taking place, and then you have a pill that's going to increase serotonin production. Because I predict those are the people going to commit suicide, the ones that are on antidepressants and take Belvic as well.
It also causes people to hallucinate.
Well, that may not be such a bad thing. That actually could be beneficial.
Just go to the woods and pick some mushrooms.
Yeah, or lick a frog, lick a toad. Back in the day, they used to say if you licked a toad, it would make you hallucinate. So, yeah, Belvic is out there, and the pharmaceutical companies are pushing it the way the pusher pushed dope back in the day. Here, have some free. Have some free stuff. And, of course, the FDA in its divine wisdom says, hey, there's nothing wrong with that.
Yes.
Do we want to talk about the nurse who was diagnosed with breast cancer, breast and lung cancer?
Either that or we can take a break and come back and talk
about
it.
Yeah, we could do that. Let's do that. Let's take a quick commercial break. When we come back, we've got a really good story. Stay tuned. Listen.
He's keeping tabs on government health agencies.
It's called the Environmental Protection Agency.
Carl Lenore.
Where is the protection?
Superhuman Radio.
Iron Mag Labs is the leading supplement company offering the most hardcore pro-anabolic supplements. Visit ironmaglabs.com and check out our top-selling products. Asta RX, Halo Extreme, Sinustain RX, E-Control RX, Decadrol Max, Ultramail RX. Iron Mag Labs make supplements that actually work. No hype, no BS, just real results. There's a reason you keep hearing about Iron Mag Labs. Come see what you're missing. Visit Iron Mag Labs at ironmaglabs.com for the most hardcore bodybuilding supplements.
If you're taking more than one nutritional supplement, stop. Simplify your supplementation with Bio Superfood, the most advanced nutritional whole food you can buy. Even Olympic athletes have discovered Bio Superfood from BioAge.com. You take just one nutritional supplement to help the brain with focus, memory, clarity, and mood. Bio Superfood has zero toxicity. It is safe with no contraindications. Learn more at BioAge.com or call 877-288-9116. Mention Superhuman Radio and get a 10% discount. You can also go to SuperhumanRadio.com and click the BioAge banner ad. Enter promo code SHR for a discount. At Superior Hardcore Peptides, we pride ourselves on accurately dosed, high-quality peptides and research chemicals made in the USA. With all the options out there, we dedicated ourselves to providing the best service and the best products for your research. Click the banner ad on superhumanradio.com today and use the discount code SHR and get 20% off our already competitive prices. If you're going to do research, do it with the best Superior Hardcore Peptides. A special offer from Rob Regish for Blueprint Power Hour listeners. Purchase 1 year of the Blueprint Bulletin and get the Blueprint 3.0 ebook for free. The first 100 subscribers will receive the Superhuman University Add 1 Inch to Your Upper Arms course and another surprise bonus when you order. Go to theblueprintbulletin.com today or click the Blueprint banner ad on superhumanradio.com and get on the road to Gainesville in the fast lane.
AnabolicMinds.com is the premier website for credit information on building muscle, burning fat, supplementation, and more. With over 100,000 active registered members and over 2.5 million posts, it's one of the largest communities on the internet to get help and answers to your questions. It's also the place that the official Superhuman Radio Forum is hosted. Visit AnabolicMinds.com today and get into the action. AnabolicMinds.com. Learn, teach, lead.
Get stronger. Feel younger. It's Superhuman Radio.
Welcome back. You know who this is playing this song?
Do you remember Jan Hammer? Like back in the 80s, all the really hot musics had movies had Jan Hammer doing the music. Like Beverly Hills Cop with the, Eddie Murphy. Those were all Jan Hammer songs, the beginning.
No,
yeah,
no.
He was really popular back in the 80s, this guy.
Don't know.
You were still a kid, right? In the 80s, you were like still, what, in second grade, third grade, maybe? All right, welcome back. What do you want to talk about first, Elise?
We were going to talk about the nurse who was diagnosed with breast and lung cancer, and mm-hmm. she decided not to do chemotherapy.
And did they put her in jail?
No, but what she did was she said that she's, as a nurse, she has seen that chemotherapy doesn't work.
Ah, interesting.
So her personal trainer actually told her about a therapy called Gerson therapy.
Gerson therapy.
Yeah. And so I guess she figured she didn't have anything to lose, so she tried it. And she is now tumor-free.
And the Gerson therapy is loosely a vegetarian diet.
Well, it's, yeah, raw organic vegetables and juices.
Right. So basically what she probably did without indirectly realizing it was by eating these ultra low glycemic, virtually non-impact carbohydrates continuously, aside from depleting herself of some vital nutrients, she probably put herself into a mild state of ketogenesis or ketosis, because she was basically, you know, almost like a juice fast, if you will. I'm willing to bet that that's why it works. Apparently, a Dr. Max Gerson developed this in the 1930s to cure his own migraine headaches. I don't know, you know, how it cures cancer, but if it worked for her, God bless her.
Right. I guess she went to the doctor, and he said she was tumor-free and told her to keep doing what she was doing. So.
Yeah. Well, no, that's good. So, I wonder if they're saying now that she was misdiagnosed, because that's what they usually do when you cure your own cancer. Well, maybe you were misdiagnosed.
I'm not sure.
And then we jump into another story that you have, right, about the life extension?
Life extension, on the heels of that story, they sent out a newsletter, which I get every week, I think it is, about how to cure your how to eat if you have cancer, how to eat when you're battling cancer,
right,
is the name of the article.
Right.
It says to eat fresh vegetables such as kale, broccoli, radishes, and cauliflower. Avoid sugar. Cut back on inflammatory foods. Eat immune-boosting foods. For example, mushrooms are on here.
Oh, mushrooms have powerful anti-cancer effects. And so do, I'm trying to think what the other things are called, but, mushrooms, you should eat mushrooms, especially women who have breast cancer in their family. They should eat mushrooms at least once a week. Because there's a lot of research that just eating mushrooms with regularity can suppress, breast cancer.
Garlic, onions, ginger, green tea, yogurt, oats, barley, and then I just already said mushrooms.
I'd pass on the oats and barley, but I mean, I like oatmeal personally, but I'd pass on the oats and barley as far as immune-boosting foods. So.
Add turmeric to your dishes as long as it's not the kind that has lead in it.
Yeah, that's being recalled. We'll talk about that in a minute as well. But, yeah, I mean, turmeric and ginger work the same way. They are powerful cyclooxygenase inhibitors. They suppress inflammation. So anything that suppresses inflammation will help stunt the growth of cancer.
And then it says, of course, take your supplements, of which higher vitamin D levels have been associated with higher rates of survival among colorectal cancer patients.
But we have to be careful. You know, we've actually, you know, when I say that I am no different than anybody else in this audience, and I know you feel the same way about this, Elisa, we are not experts, okay? So we're learning all the time. And Dr. Chris Masterjohn's discussion, and very valid research, has made me rethink vitamin D. I'm not saying it's bad, but what I am saying is the high levels that Dr. Michael Smith talks about
you know, reaching those 80 nanograms levels and so on of 25 hydroxy vitamin D may not be ideal for most people. And I think that the sweet spot is probably somewhere around 50.
Okay.
That's what I think.
So, but the key there is to get your blood tested.
Absolutely. You have to be tested.
Because I was supplementing, as we've talked about on the air before, and when I had my blood tested, I was really low.
Yeah, you're below 40, I think, right? Uh-huh. You're like 38 mm-hmm. or something like that. Mm-hmm. But, and again, you're absolutely right. But I think that, you know, like every pendulum, the middle is where the pendulum really wants to be. That's why it's going from side to side. And in this case here, I think that 80 probably is not is just as bad as having below 40. So that's my opinion right now. But, and that's subject to change because, like you, I'm learning. So that's good information right there. What do you want to talk about now, Alyssa?
The turmeric recall, evidently it's tested positive for lead. The FDA is currently pulling it's called PIRANS, apostrophe S, Pyrans turmeric powder. And it says 90% of all spices are imported. So the FDA, since this happened, is trying to figure out a way to have more supervision over what they imported of spices over.
I just find it interesting that they're all freaked out about some lead in turmeric, but they're not freaked out about mercury in vaccines or mercury in dental amalgam fillings. What's the poison that they are not sure if it really is dangerous now? I actually have a promo that I run about this. Not cyanide.
Arsenic.
You know, arsenic is okay. Mercury is okay. Oh, lead and turmeric.
Fluoride.
Fluoride in water is okay. Oh, but we need more oversight to make sure there's no lead and turmeric, I'm all for it. I'm all for them making sure there's no lead in turmeric. But, like, you know, get on one side or the other, FDA. Like, have a mission. Like, wipe out everything that's bad, not just the things that, you know, give you a new budget item to line out here. You're getting money now already to police the dental industry. Get the friggin' mercury out of people's mouths. You know, take an affirmative stand on it. And, you know, let's also say, hey, maybe mercury is bad in vaccines too. Vaccine companies, find another alternative to thimerosal. So I'm all for you guys protecting the American population, but do it completely, not just like where you want to.
There's also salmonella in 19 shipments of imported spices. They were rejected because of contamination with salmonella.
And this audience takes a lot of curcumin and turmeric. I mean, I take turmeric extract every day.
I think that was imported from Bangladesh.
Yeah. So there you go. Okay. Well, and you live and you learn. Be careful of where you get your turmeric. And I think it's important to stay away from stuff that you know is contaminated, period.
There was also 22,000 pounds of meat recalled.
Why was this recalled?
Because of Listeria.
Listeria that used to be on the melons?
Yes.
Is now in the meat?
It's now in meat.
They better stop feeding those damn cows those melons, obviously.
Was that supposed to be funny?
It's not. Yes, it was, actually.
Chicken, ham, and beef products are being recalled because of possible Listeria contamination. The Alabama, Arkansas, Colorado, Florida, Illinois, Indiana, Iowa, Kansas, Kentucky. I mean, there's a whole list of states that it's been shipped to.
Hold on a second. Let me make a phone call.
Who are you calling?
Hi, is this Jay King, my family farm? Hey, does our meat have any Listeria? It doesn't? No, that's Listerine. Okay, so we're good, right? All right, thanks a lot, Jay. All right, bye. Well, I guess I can ignore that recall.
Yes, that's true.
Another advantage of buying meat from your family farmer.
Also, if you want to find the complete list, you can go to the FDA.gov, and they have a complete list, and it's just too massive to read. But there were, like, they made ham salad and potato salad. What I don't understand, on this list, there's potato salad, and there's also pasta salad, and it's all being recalled.
Because of the Listeria.
Mm-hmm.
So there must be some meat byproducts in there somehow.
I guess so. There's macaroni and cheese on this list. But anyway, if you're interested and you're worried, go to FDA.gov and there's a complete list of the recall.
Yeah, make sure you're not eating any of that bad meat. And if you are, this is a wake-up call. The recall is a wake-up call to find a flippin' family farm to buy your stuff from. And if you can't go out every week and get it, buy a deep freeze and buy a half of a cow and a dozen chickens and freeze them. So you never have to worry about this kind of thing. All right, we have to take a commercial break.
Again?
I know, it sucks, right? I wish we could be commercial free. That would be so cool. If we could just play, like public radio, if we could just play music and then come back from the music and then change the topics. You think that would be cool?
Yes, but before we go on the break, I want to ask you one question.
Uh-oh.
When I was like doing the looking for candy that didn't have anything GMO in it, King ran across York peppermint patties, and they're able to say that they're low fat.
Mm-hmm.
How come they can say they're low fat and diamond walnuts can't say they're heart healthy?
Well, there's a big difference. One is subjective and one is measurable. So low fat means there's no fat in it.
Okay.
Heart healthy means that it has some sort of outcome, and that has to be researched.
Okay.
But it was researched. I mean, it has been shown that omega-3 fatty acids and certain things found in walnuts like melatonin suppress inflammation and oxidation and could be heart healthy.
Uh-huh.
But that's subjected to a study. But if you have something that has no fat in it, then it's fat-free and you can say that.
Well.
But it's got sugar in it, right?
Right.
Yeah,
lots of it.
That's the thing you got to be worried about. All right, stay tuned. We'll be right back.
They say that tough love is sometimes the best advice. Well, he's got the toughest love.
Why you should not drink diet sodas, it's very, very simple. If you don't subscribe to the idea that they're toxic, fine. Then subscribe to the idea that they cause a derangement in insulin response. If you don't subscribe to that, fine. Then subscribe to the idea that they spike insulin. I mean, it's like, do whatever you want, but why do we need science to tell us to stop consuming more chemicals? Are you really that pathetically addicted to something that's not good for you? Then say it. Say, I'm addicted to these things that I can't help myself. I know they're bad for me. I'm going to keep using them, and then we don't have to do research.
You're listening to Superhuman Radio with Carl Lenore.
Summer's almost here. Are you ready to put on your bathing suit and hit the beach? Age Force can help. Try the Age Force Fat Burner Patch for 1 month absolutely free. The Advanced 7 Keto and T2 formula with sustained time-release delivery make this the most potent and effective fat loss supplement, period. Try it for 30 days absolutely free and see for yourself. Go to superhumanradio.com and click the Age Force banner ad today. What do you have to lose other than body fat? Try the Age Force Fat Burner Patch today. Absolutely free. Go to superhumanradio.com and click the banner ad now.
Are you still putting toxic toothpastes in your mouth? Still brushing with sodium lauryl sulfate, which is related to canker sores and gum recession? You've heard a lot of people in the Superhuman Nation talk about how much they love Aura MD. Carl and Elisa won't brush with anything else. Now get a free bottle of Aura MD and see what all the excitement's about. Go to superhumanradio.com and click the Aura MD banner ad today. You cover shipping and we'll give you a free bottle for first-time customers only. What are you waiting for? The best toothpaste alternative is just a click away.
Get a free jug of BCAA Extended Performance. That's a $26 freebie when you buy Muscle Gauge Nutrition's Intense, the safest, most effective pre-workout alternative to DMAA. Intense is designed to quickly boost focused energy in a great-tasting formula free of aspartame or ACE-K. Only half the caffeine of top-selling concentrated pre-workout formulas on the market. Intense delivers unparalleled mental focus and energy to power your workouts. Go to superhumanradio.com and click the Intense banner ad and use coupon code SUPER. That's S-U-P-E-R.
Eat dessert again with the new 100% natural line of high-protein, low-carb Quest protein bars. I love lemon cream pie and strawberry cheesecake, but you can choose from chocolate peanut butter, coconut cashew, or cinnamon roll as well. No matter which one you try, you'll feel like you're eating dessert. But this is no ordinary dessert. With 20 grams of high-quality whey protein isolate, 17 grams of prebiotic fiber, and sweetened with stevia, these bars will make you feel like you're cheating, but you're not. Go to superhumanradio.com and click the Quest Protein Bar banner ad to learn more about these clean and delicious protein bars.
Just like Carl Lenore, jumpstart your day with a liquid shot of high-dose vitamin C. Everyone is searching for that magic formula to look better and feel better. We don't claim to have a magic formula, but we do know that more than 1 million people take a shot of our high-dose vitamin C supplement every day. They're rewarding their body with an important nutrient and antioxidant that is sugar-free, gluten-free, and dairy-free. All of these benefits and no side effects. Unlike pills and powders, this high-tech bullet delivers vitamin C directly into your cells. Try Live-On Labs Vitamin C with a 100% money-back guarantee. Save $10 when you order now. Click the banner ad on superhumanradio.com or call 1-866-790-2107. That's 1-866-790-2107. And mention code SHRC to save $10 off each carton. Carl sees the benefits. So will you.
Your radio just got ripped. It's Superhuman Radio.
Now I'm lost, and I'm screaming for help.
Relax, take it easy.
Welcome back.
So there is nothing that we can relax. Take it easy.
Okay. So where do you want to start?
Well, there's an article here that talks about how antidepressant medication is linked to type 2 diabetes.
Right. Now, when you first told me about this, I immediately thought, well, sure, because people who take antidepressants have a certain lifestyle risk that predisposes them to insulin resistance. So this makes sense. This is just another one of those epidemiological studies gone wrong. But the interesting thing about this is that when they corrected for other risk factors, weight gain, lifestyle, and so on and so forth, they found out an independent risk factor for taking antidepressants. The antidepressants are doing something that increase the rate of type 2 diabetes. That's really interesting.
That's really interesting.
Yeah.
I wonder if doctors are aware of this.
Well,
because there's
be
so many people on antidepressants. What did you tell me that figure was?
Over 30 million was the best I could grab really fast. It's probably a lot more than that because you said that this says 1 in 10 people.
Uh-huh.
But you said 1 in 4 women, which is really shocking.
Among women in their 40s and 50s.
Menopause.
The figure is 1 in 4. But the problem is it's the women who are taking their doctor's advice, because I told you the story when my mother started going to menopause.
Tell it again, just in case people haven't heard it.
Well, my mother was sick. She was sick, and she went to the doctor.
She had an underlying disease that no one caught, by the way.
And he said, "Oh, you're just depressed. You just retired from your job. You're just depressed.
You're going through menopause.
You're going through menopause here." And he gave her antidepressants, and 2 weeks later, she was dead
from something else that no one caught.
Yes.
Yeah.
Yeah. So, but my point is that these doctors are giving these women who are in menopause antidepressants when it's like putting a Band-Aid over it. They should be treating them with hormones and lifestyle, diet and exercise.
Right. But that's too hard for a doctor to do because his brain only can write prescriptions.
And I guess that's where the whole critical thinking comes in for our listeners and the women out there in the audience.
Don't accept those kind of answers.
Mm-mm.
Don't accept that. If you walked into the butcher and you said, "Hey, give me 2 pounds of chopped meat," and he says, "I don't have chopped meat, I'm going to give you 2 pounds of ground chicken," would you say, "Okay, that's fine, I guess I'll cook chicken tonight"? Or are you going to say, "No, I want chopped meat, I'll go someplace else"? I mean, you know, you have to treat doctors the same way. The days of trusting your doctor implicitly and trusting his wisdom, his intelligence, and his inclinations are gone. They're gone. They should have never occurred to begin with, because my parents died. My father died of polypharmacy. That he could have been treated differently and he could have been alive today. I tell you that. 11 medications. I mean, he died from polypharmacy.
It says here in this article that I have that many people stay on the drugs, which is an antidepressant, that have a variety of side effects for 2 years or more, with the bulk of them taking them for a decade or more. 10 years.
Let me tell you something really interesting, too. For those of you out there who are personal trainers, lifestyle coaches, or you just want a little
health
bit of
coaches.
Health coach, whatever. If you have a female client who comes to you, and you notice that her lower abdomen beneath her navel is really protruding and pushing out, almost like she's forcing her lower belly out, this is a sign that she's been on antidepressants for some time now. Because one of the effects of taking antidepressants in women, and probably in men too, but it's very noticeable in women, is that connective tissue starts to slack. And the connective tissue that holds the small intestines in place start to stretch. And what ends up happening is a lower stomach becomes distended because everything starts to shift downward, which, by the way, could also lead to incontinence later on in life, but is not diagnosed as that because it pushes on the bladder more as well. But one of the telltale signs of a woman who's been on antidepressants for a long time is that beneath her navel, she's got this little tortoise shell pushing out. And that's a result of the antidepressants. Here's the bad news. Even if she gets off the antidepressants, that will never go back to normal.
Can she do a lot of core work?
No. We're talking about, think of strings. Think of rubber bands that are holding the intestines in place, stretching. You could do all the core work you want. Those are never going to slack, and they're never going to take the slack out. Once they stretch, they're stretched for till you die. So these poor women are taking antidepressants, and one of the byproducts is their little tummy grows beneath the navel. They get this little pooch, and it never goes away, and it's not fat because they could be paper-thin subcutaneous fat, no subcutaneous fat at all. Their skin could be paper-thin, and they've got this bulge in their lower abdomen that they hate, by the way, and they're going to have to learn to live with it because of the antidepressants.
Well, I know as a woman and as, you know, as I age, it gets harder to keep your stomach flat because that's where you start gaining it when you get older.
Fat right around the navel. There's on this right side and left side, but that's something different. That's not what we're talking about here.
I know.
But you're right. Women start to put on this little mound of fat right around the navel.
Mm-hmm.
And it gives them the impression that their stomach is poochy when their stomach is flat. The muscles are flat, but they've got this little excess fat right there.
Uh-huh.
I think that's probably hormonal, to be honest with you, more than anything else.
Uh-huh.
So anyway.
Well,
okay.
Talking about obesity, I guess Mexico is on the verge of approving a fat tax, junk food tax, to slim down the... Because they are the world's most obese country now.
Right.
They surpass the U.S.
And they eat, and think why. They eat a ton of grain and corn. A ton of grain and corn.
Mm-hmm.
And the grain and corn has changed today.
And I just read recently that they have decided not to allow any more GMO corn planted in their country.
Good for them.
Yes.
About time they stood up to that.
But yes, so they're going to put a 16% tax for chewing gum. 16%.
Well, why chewing gum? Chewing gum is innocuous. How is chewing gum bad?
Unless it's the sugar.
Well, how much sugar could be in chewing gum? What, a quarter of a teaspoon? 3 grams?
I find that interesting. 16.
Why?
And why
16%? I mean, I thought you were going to say, you know, chocolate bars and candy bars.
Well, 5% on junk foods, including soda, and foods that contain more than 275 calories per 100 grams.
So it's the calorie thing again.
Mm-hmm.
So you know what they're going to have to do? Manufacturers are just going to make portion sizes smaller. So people, instead of buying one Hershey bar, they'll buy 3 to get the same amount of chocolate.
Well, maybe this is why they did it on gum. In addition to the 32.8% of the population being obese, Mexico has the third highest sugar consumption per capita.
But that still doesn't make sense. There's no sugar. I mean, even in Bazooka Joe bubblegum, there's probably only 4 grams of sugar. I mean, my God. And you extract that over 5 or 10 minutes of chewing it. I mean, what are they going to do next? They're going to charge you, put a tax on Starbucks coffee based on how much sugar you put in it? I don't understand where the chewing gum fits. That's a brainless one. I thought you were going to say they also have the highest dental decay rate. And I was like, oh, well, that's why they're going to tax the sugar too.
No, that doesn't make sense. Maybe, some of our listeners there could enlighten us.
Yeah. If anybody who's living in Mexico, please tell us why, chewing gum is the enemy of the Mexican government. I'd love to know. So anyway, okay, so there you go. They're going to try doing something that Mayor Bloomberg has been trying to do for a long time, and that is tax people for eating bad foods.
Oh, and you know what? We did forget to mention this when we were talking about the nurse that had that rejected the chemotherapy.
Right.
Did we talk about the keto diet?
We did not.
Right.
We did not. But I did indirectly say she was probably eating ketogenic without realizing it.
Well, I just wanted to mention that the last Monday, Dr. D'Agostino, we had the free webinar. That was really
awesome.
Good.
It
yes.
was awesome. It really, really was awesome. And if you missed it, it's available on my Facebook page and on the Superhuman Radio fan page. If you're not a friend and you don't want to be my friend, then just like the fan page and you'll find it down the wall there. You can download the MP3. It's fantastic. Really, really is fantastic.
Okay, so here is a study that says the right bacteria might help fight obesity. Different kinds of bacteria that live inside the gut can help spur obesity or protect against it, says scientist at the Washington University in St. Louis. They actually transplanted intestinal germs from fat or lean people into mice and watched the rodents change.
Yeah. And we've talked about these same studies indirectly and directly on the show over the years. It's very well understood now that the microbiota of the stomach may actually lead to type 2 diabetes. It affects inflammation. The studies that they did on the old order Amish was really, really profound, because this is an a group of people that do not subscribe to the medical orthodoxy. They very rarely take medications. They have a much more diverse microbiota in their stomachs than we do, and they work with the soil, and they work with animals, and you know what I mean? So this whole germophobic country style that we have here today is really getting us in a jam.
So if someone is obese, would it help them to take a round of probiotics to
probably
introduce different bacteria?
Probably. And also fermented foods. But it's not just one round. They'd have to do it for, you know, years. Because, and you and I talked about this last night, I think.
We did.
Yeah. So, mm-hmm. So like, we both take VSL-3, which is 450 billion CFUs, which is a really big dose of probiotics. Most people are taking a probiotic that's 1 billion CFUs per capsule, and they're maybe taking 3 of those, right?
Uh-huh.
Well, if you estimate that there's some 4 pounds of microbiota in your digestive system, then that taking that little pouch is like throwing a handful of grass seeds on a football field and expecting the whole football field to be greener.
Mm-hmm.
You have to do that day in and day out for a long, long time to affect the microbiome in your body. So I wouldn't say they'd take a round. They'd have to do a 1 year, very intensive protocol that included prebiotics, probiotics, fermented foods, maybe the amino acid that you like, not L-arginine.
L-tryptophan, no.
No, the one that you take to before workouts sometimes.
L-carnitine.
Nah, it'll come to me.
No.
What's the most abundant amino acid in the body? I can't believe I'm drawing a blank right now. Everybody in the audience is probably going, Carl, you idiot, it is glutamine. Thank you. Thank you for telling
glutamine.
Me. Glutamine. If you take glutamine on a regular basis, 10 to 15 grams of it, it helps to increase the mucosa of the stomach, which helps to protect the microbiota.
And that's what Livon Labs has, the liposomal kind.
Liposomal.
Oh, you said glutamine. I'm sorry. I'm thinking of glutathione.
Yeah, no. But never mind. Yeah. But anyway, you would have to do take these steps for a good year to affect that 4 pounds of living organisms inside your body. A year.
Uh-huh.
So taking a bottle of them and going, oh, you know, I don't feel anything. Well, of course you're not going to feel anything. It's like throwing a handful of grass on a football field. You're not going to notice a difference at that level either.
Right. Well, would it help, like, if they started fasting to kill off some of the, because doesn't the bacteria has to feed on the food, and there are certain bacteria that you told me last night.
Yeah, the bad bacteria tends to like sugars.
Right. So if they started fasting, wouldn't it kill off?
I would say fasting and a ketogenic diet may have some benefits.
Mm-hmm.
I would say fasting and a ketogenic diet combined with reseeding by using probiotics and prebiotics and fermented foods and
everything you just said.
Yeah, mm-hmm. Yeah. But I would think that would be good, actually. Interesting.
Uh-huh.
We may have just discovered a protocol that would work.
Yes.
Okay.
You heard it here first on Superhuman Radio.
But remember, I take no credit for anything. All right, so what are we doing next?
You're taking a break.
That's right. All right, so stay tuned. We'll be right back with more Superhuman Radio. At the end of the show, we got some shout-outs to make for some listeners in the Superhuman Nation. So stay tuned. You may hear your name. We'll be right back.
This is one of those things I think it's going to be 30 years from now, and people are going to go, oh, damn, this didn't work out right.
He's serving up an all-you-can-eat buffet of brain food.
It's gotten worse for us who are overweight because we're now paying our fair share for things that we didn't have to before.
Get it while it's hot.
The fact that there's only 50% of the population is obese, that means the other 50% is doing something different.
You're listening to your daily dose of wisdom. Superhuman Radio with Carl Lenore.
Thousands of Superhuman Radio listeners already know how well GLC 2000 works at repairing joints and cartilage, and it's the best price on the market, milligram for milligram. Now GLC Direct is offering a special that my listeners can take advantage of. Buy one, get one free of any GLC 2000 product. That's right, buy one of your favorite GLC 2000 products and get one free. Capsules or raw powder. Just mention Superhuman Radio and buy one, get one free today. Call 866-452-3473 or click the GLC banner ad on superhumanradio.com. Offer limited to one per household.
A special offer from Rob Regish for Blueprint Power Hour listeners. Purchase 1 year of the Blueprint Bulletin and get the Blueprint 3.0 ebook for free. The first 100 subscribers will receive the Superhuman University Add 1 Inch to Your Upper Arms course and another surprise bonus when you order. Go to the BlueprintBulletin.com today or click the Blueprint banner ad on SuperhumanRadio.com and get on the road to Gainesville in the fast lane.
Extreme Formulations is the only company with a dairy protein product with a disclosed 50% whey to 50% micellar casein ratio. It's Ultra Peptide 2.0. It comes in 9 amazing flavors, including the newest lemon pie and butterscotch. Get free shipping on any order size inside the USA. Go to superhumanradio.com and click the Ultra Peptide 2.0 banner ad now. Canadian listeners can also get free shipping on 2 or more jugs of Ultra Peptide 2.0. Don't wait too long because this special won't last. Go to superhumanradio.com and click the banner ad today.
If you want to outlast, outmuscle, and outperform your competition with a high-powered, stimulant-free carbohydrate source that has zero sugars, you want Carbolin. Carbolin is the original high-performance fuel that will allow you to load your muscles with glycogen in minutes instead of hours. As a pre, intra, and post-training supplement, it will give you a hardness and fullness to your muscles like you've never felt before. As an endurance supplement, Carbolin has been proven to increase VO2 max by 2.8%. If you want fast absorption and sustained energy without bloating or cramping, get Carbolin. Go to AAEFX.com today.
Are you still putting toxic toothpastes in your mouth? Still brushing with sodium lauryl sulfate, which is related to canker sores and gum recession? You've heard a lot of people in the Superhuman Nation talk about how much they love Aura MD. Carl and Elisa won't brush with anything else. Now get a free bottle of Aura MD and see what all the excitement's about. Go to superhumanradio.com and click the Aura MD banner ad today. You cover shipping and we'll give you a free bottle for first-time customers only. What are you waiting for? The best toothpaste alternative is just a click away.
AnabolicMinds.com is the premier website for credible information on building muscle, burning fat, supplementation, and more. With over 100,000 active registered members and over 2.5 million posts, it's one of the largest communities on the internet to get help and answers to your question. It's also the place that the official Superhuman Radio Forum is hosted. Visit AnabolicMinds.com today and get into the action. AnabolicMinds.com. Learn. Teach. Lead.
This is the Superhuman Channel, where we use oxygen for the power of good.
Say my name, if no one is around you. Say, baby, I love you, you ain't running game. Say my name, you acting kind of shady. Ain't
you know who's acting kind of shady, Elisa?
Yes, I know. They're always acting shady.
Who? Who?
Monsanto.
Yes, Monsanto is acting kind of shady. Say their name, Monsanto.
There has been a lot of news. I'm looking at an article from the USA Today that has been linking the pesticides
and herbicides.
To health problems in Argentina.
Yeah, most notably the herbicide glyphosate, which is labeled as Roundup.
There is a photo of a farm worker who was not trained to use protective gear as he pumped pesticides into crop dusters. Now at 47, he looks like a living skeleton.
Sad. It's very, very sad. And, you know, there's so many people out there who think that this stuff is just, you know, so harmless. Oh, it's no big deal. I mean, most people have a bottle of Roundup in their garage. They spray it on crabgrass and weeds in between the cracks in their sidewalks and stuff like that. And then your kids go out and roll around in the dirt.
There's a quote here from a pediatrician who says, talking about Argentina, the change in how agriculture is produced has brought, frankly, a change in the profile of diseases. We've gone from a pretty healthy population to one with a high rate of cancer, birth defects, and illnesses seldom seen before. I guess in 1996 is when Argentina went from having being known for its grass-fed beef.
Right, Argentine. Matter of fact, the best liver tablets were called Argentine liver tablets because they came from the livers of cows raised in Argentina, because Argentina was the last bastion of good animal husbandry techniques when raising cattle. Grass-fed, grass-finished, no hormones, no growth factors, no artificial feeds. I mean, these cows were treated like gods.
Well, since 1996, when Monsanto marketed a promising new model of higher crop yields and fewer pesticides through its patented seeds and chemicals. This, I mean, since then, they've started having problems.
Yeah.
Soy, corn, wheat, and cotton are all genetically modified there in Argentina.
Terrible. Terrible. And now they're saying
they tripled their soy farming to 47 million acres.
And the irony is that, you know, these companies out there that think that soy is healthy for you from an intrinsic standpoint, forget that it's all genetically modified. And we see the research coming everywhere you turn. And more countries are willing to wait until they see more research to make sure it's safe for their people, except for the United States, that is, because we have the FDA protecting us.
And it says here, just like in the U.S., the cattle are now fattened in feedlots on corn and soy.
Yeah, yeah. So the cows are sick. And so that means Argentine beef is no longer what it is. You see the picture of that little girl, poor that little girl looked?
It's... birth defects. It's awful.
It's
My
really
heart
sad.
Goes out to her. It's terrible.
And you know what? You know where else this goes on, but you don't hear about it? It goes on in the farmlands in this country, too.
Oh, I know.
But no one talks about it because the farmers can't pee in the Cheerios, so to speak. They can't. What are they going to do? They're farmers. They have to grow the stuff.
In 2009, the president of Argentina ordered a commission to study the impact of agrochemical spraying on human health. In its initial report, it called for systematic controls over concentrations of herbicides and their compounds. But it also says that the commission hasn't met since 2010.
So for 3 years they haven't met.
So what good are they?
Nothing, exactly.
I guess maybe Monsanto heard about them and went and paid them off.
Yeah, exactly, exactly. You know that's what they did. Can we go to this next Monsanto story?
Sure.
So apparently this past month has not been a good month for Monsanto. And my dream
may come true.
I keep saying, and I started saying this actually about 18 or 19 months ago, that we could see Monsanto go out of business very soon. They have so much invested in genetically modified foods and the herbicides that go along with genetically modified foods that if the world turns its nose up on GM foods, Monsanto is going to be coming to this government and asking for relief, for bailout. It's going to be interesting to see how this administration handles that, by the way. So here's what's gone wrong for Monsanto in the short term. We just talked about this a second ago. Mexico has banned genetically engineered corn, citing the risk of imminent harm to the environment and to people. And this is really great because the United States still goes, no, there's nothing wrong with genetically modified foods. You can eat it. Don't worry about it. But meanwhile, one after another, these countries all go, you know what? We're not doing this anymore. We're not taking this chance. The only reason why we're doing it here in the United States is because Monsanto was a U.S. company and they pay off a lot of people, a lot of politicians, a lot of people at the FDA and so on. But okay. So with that, Hawaii, which one of my guests not too long ago, God, I can't think of her name now, but she's been on my show twice, mentioned during an interview, when we were talking about how glyphosate affects the germline of women, that Hawaii, and I didn't know this, Hawaii, the big island on Hawaii, is ground zero for testing new genetically modified crops.
Really?
Yes. So, like crops that you don't even know about yet, they're still working on, like engineering them, right? You know, like a, you know, a, I don't know, pick a crop that hasn't been genetically modified yet. Brussels sprouts that grow in freezing cold winter with no water. You know what I'm saying?
Yes.
They work on these things in Hawaii. And
on
so,
the big island.
Yeah. And so there's a lot of health risks going on, health problems going on in Hawaii related to these genetically modified crops and their associated herbicides and such that they work on there. So the big island of Hawaii, the council, they gave preliminary approval to a bill that would prohibit open air cultivation, propagation, and development or testing of new genetically engineered crops or plants. I applaud them. I hope they get this on.
It also says that the bill would also prohibit biotech companies from operating on the Big Island.
I love it. I love it. They're going to get kicked off of Hawaii now. This is fantastic. This is their breeding ground. This is where they've been growing all this poisonous stuff, right? And so the other thing that they're going to ask for is they're going to ask for buffers around. Was this? Oh, no. This was another story, I think.
The island of K-A-U-A-I.
Kauai.
Kauai.
Yeah. That's this particular island. But there was another one I'm trying to find right now. Let's see. Let's just go down. On Wednesday, Washington State Attorney General Bob Ferguson filed a lawsuit against the Grocer Manufacturers Association. We just talked about this. For lobbying the junk food industry, they had ignored some sort of process that they had to follow because they hid $7 million of illegally collected money that was spent on the vote no on genetic label GM labeling for Washington State. And you just talked about that. The companies were outed and they were placed companies like Hershey's.
Oh, yeah. There was a whole list of them. $7 million. That's amazing.
Well, and so the Grocery Manufacturers Association is in hot water because the state of Washington is suing them right now for trying to obstruct this process.
Yay.
Yes. Right. So another bad deal for Monsanto. But I think, the most telling thing that I read in this article was the fact that Monsanto spent $46 million on derailing Prop 37 in California.
Did you read here that they're going to have a teleseminar from October 25th through the 27th, which is today's the 25th, some of the top GMO experts on the planet will be providing insights and clear calls to action in this teleseminar that is also being broadcast without charge on the internet.
Oh, I should pick it up. I got to find the link and we'll put it up on the station.
Food Revolution Network and the Institute for Responsible Technology are co-sponsoring this free online GMO mini summit.
But I wonder who's speaking. I wonder if it's individuals from the GM side or from the anti-GM side. That's the interesting thing.
I would say anti.
I would hope so. I would hope so. But you don't know nowadays. I mean, Monsanto is very, very strategic on how they spread information. But just think about this for a second. Monsanto spent $46 million derailing Prop 37 in California. Think about that amount of money. And everybody's complaining that it would be too expensive to change the labeling on boxes. I mean, my God, every time they introduce a new product or they make a change to a product, now contains omega-3s, that doesn't stop them from changing the labeling. This is nonsense. And the people in Washington State better wake the hell up and run to the polls and vote for GM labeling, because if Washington State gets this on, then every other state in the United States will pick up on it. I shut your microphone off for a second. There you go.
Thank you. I went to the website gmosummit.org, and they are against GMOs.
Well, there you go. So listen to the seminar this weekend.
Monsanto doesn't want you to know this. Take action. Get inspired. Get informed.
Yeah, I like that.
Yes. So good.
But anyway, Monsanto has had a really, really bad month, and I'm glad. And I hope that we see them go under in our lifetime. I really, really do. And you know what? I got no beef with Monsanto if they would just give us what we want instead of what they want.
I just have to mention that. Can I mention something funny?
Yeah. Please.
Okay, on this website where we're reading the story from, you know how they have little side stories?
Yeah, yeah, Google ads, ads,
this
right?
This is, I can't even say it, it's so funny. Fart filtering underwear has you covered.
Oh, I like that.
Do you
fart
see
fart filtering underwear has you covered. Yeah, yeah, white. Yeah, that's right. It probably has charcoal. I'll bet you anything it has some sort of charcoal pad in the bottom of it.
Oh, I had to just tell you guys about that. That's hilarious.
So Mexico and Hawaii joined 64 other nations that have already gone to GMO labeling. 64 other nations. 64 nations out there have approved GMO labeling. And we here in this great country of the United States cannot force these crooked politicians and these crooked corporations to give us what we deserve, what we want. To know what we are eating. This president, I will say it again, and I am bipartisan on this. This president said in his first campaign speech, in what was it, 2008? When did he run the first time? 2008? That he will get GMO labeling handled because the American people deserve to know what they're eating. He lied. He lied. He lied. He lied. He lied.
Not
he lied.
Not only did he lie, he has passed more genetically modified foods than all other presidents put together.
Right.
Alfalfa.
Salmon. Do you think he's in the pocket of Monsanto? I think so.
Oh, of course he is.
This is a sad, sad state for American people. I'm sorry. You know what? Our European brothers and sisters in the superhuman nation, they don't have this problem because their government cares about them. Very, very sad. Very, very sad. Okay, what is the next story, or do we take a break, or what do you want to do?
It's time for a break, isn't it?
I think it is, actually. Let's see. Yeah, it is. It's a couple minutes early, but we'll take a break. All right, so let's do this. We're going to take a quick commercial break. We've got more stories to talk about, and then, of course, shout-outs and questions. Stay tuned. You're listening to Casual Friday on Superhuman Radio.
He's asking the hard questions.
Where are the convictions for the drugs that are being used right now that are killing people?
The government is too afraid to answer.
You see all the attorneys, hey, if you develop cancer after taking this supplement, call our law office because we got a class action suit coming together.
Carl Lenore.
What's wrong with you people?
On Superhuman Radio.
If you're taking more than one nutritional supplement, stop. Simplify your supplementation with Bio Superfood, the most advanced nutritional whole food you can buy. Even Olympic athletes have discovered Bio Superfood from BioAge.com. You take just one nutritional supplement to help the brain with focus, memory, clarity, and mood. Bio Superfood has zero toxicity. It is safe with no contraindications. Learn more at BioAge.com or call 877-288-9116. Mention Superhuman Radio and get a 10% discount. You can also go to SuperhumanRadio.com and click the BioAge banner ad. Enter promo code SHR for a discount. Superhuman Radio has the smartest and most dedicated health and fitness listeners found anywhere in the world. If you're trying to tap this market of greater than 50 million health fitness consumers, you simply can't do better than advertising on Superhuman Radio. Our sponsors tell us Superhuman Radio outperforms other forms of advertising time and time again. If you're tired of wasting valuable advertising dollars and need a new way to build your client base, go to superhumanradio.com and click on the Advertise with Us link. It just may be the best thing you have ever done for your business.
Never before has an anti-estrogen been so powerful. The triazole formula is built on a potent, all-natural aromatase inhibitor called Pizole, which has been shown in clinical trial to be as effective as a leading prescription aromatase inhibitor. Pizole works in concert with the rest of the triazole formula to control estrogen while simultaneously boosting testosterone significantly. In fact, one of triazole's testers had a 120% increase in total testosterone and a 257% increase in free testosterone. Triazole is available at bodybuilding.com, NutriPlanet.com, or where finest supplements are sold. For more information, check out GetDS.com.
At Superior Hardcore Peptides, we pride ourselves on accurately dosed, high-quality peptides and research chemicals made in the USA. With all the options out there, we dedicated ourselves to providing the best service and the best products for your research. Click the banner ad on superhumanradio.com today and use the discount code SHR and get 20% off our already competitive prices. If you're going to do research, do it with the best Superior Hardcore Peptides.
Orbit Nutrition carries over 1,000 of the hottest nutritional supplements, performance enhancers, and nutraceuticals on the planet. And now, Superhuman Radio listeners get an additional 5% off their everyday low prices by using the coupon code SHR5. That's SHR and the number 5. Choose from products like Quest Protein Bars, iForce Nutrition, Iron Mag Labs, and more. Check out Orbit's daily deals for special insane blowout prices. Log on to the Orbit Nutrition Forum and get feedback about the products you're shopping for and get an additional 5% off using the coupon code SHR5. Orbit Nutrition. Fast, reliable, competitive, international. Why shop anywhere else?
Just like Carl Lenore, jumpstart your day with a liquid shot of high-dose vitamin C. Everyone is searching for that magic formula to look better and feel better. We don't claim to have a magic formula, but we do know that more than 1 million people take a shot of our high-dose vitamin C supplement every day. They're rewarding their body with an important nutrient and antioxidant that is sugar-free, gluten-free, and dairy-free. All of these benefits and no side effects. Unlike pills and powders, this high-tech bullet delivers vitamin C directly into your cells. Try Live-On Labs Vitamin C with a 100% money-back guarantee. Save $10 when you order now. Click the banner ad on superhumanradio.com or call 1-866-790-2107. That's 1-866-790-2107. And mention code SHRC to save $10 off each carton. Carl sees the benefits. So will you.
Get stronger. Feel younger. It's Superhuman Radio.
Welcome back. Okay, we've got lots of things to talk about sent to us from people within the superhuman nation, this ever-growing nation. The audience grows every single day thanks to this existing audience sharing shows and information with their friends and loved ones. The first one I have to talk about is Dan Rollins. I'm sorry, I didn't have your microphone on.
My microphone was off.
I'm sorry, you're done today. You're done. Goodbye.
You didn't want me to talk any longer.
No, everybody likes you better when you're on the air. Dan Rollins has contributed to the Superhuman Nation at hyperspeed for a long, long time now. And he posted something on Facebook yesterday saying that, you know, the show is really... What does it say? You have it there, right?
It says, if you are looking for top shelf, high quality information, look no further than Superhuman Radio. Thank you all.
And so yesterday, I'm finishing up work. It's about 5 o'clock and the studio phone rings and only a handful of people have this number. And so I answer it. I actually thought it was you calling, you know, to see what was going on at the office or something like that.
Uh-huh.
And I hear this guy goes, can I speak to Carl Lenore? I go, this is Carl Lenore. He goes, hey, Carl, this is Dan Rollins. I'm like, hey, Dan, how you doing? And so he's real polite. He goes, look, I don't want to take a lot of your time. I just want to tell you something. And he basically said, and I'm paraphrasing because I didn't record the call. I should have. I should have recorded the call and played it over and over again every time I feel bad about my life. he said basically that this show and all of the contributions of regular guests on the show, like Elisa Profumo, Adele Musa, Rob Regish, and myself, have changed his opinion of his life and his attitude of his life and his quality of his life and his family's life. And the next 5 years, he says he's so excited about because of what he thinks that he's going to be able to accomplish with health, with his level of physical culture and so on and so forth. And I thought that was just the sweetest thing. You know, it was just very, very nice to hear that.
Uh-huh, that was very nice.
Yeah, so I appreciate you calling, Dan.
Thanks, Dan. Okay, so on Superhuman Radio, there was a question under last week's Casual Friday when we were talking about your hamstring.
Yeah, Ricky, Who wrote it? Richard. Patterson. Sorry. I couldn't think of his name. So when I was talking about tearing my hamstring, Elisa said, well, yeah, you know, deadlifting 750 pounds. and I didn't catch it fast enough. And I was going to say, wait a minute, that's not accurate. So I just kind of let it go. I figured it went over everybody's head. But I think what Elisa had gotten confused was my deadlift work and my squat work. And so mm-hmm. many of you know that I'm not back squatting at this point in time. And mainly the reason I'm not back squatting, to be honest with you, is because it hurts my shoulders way, way too much. Holding that bar across my upper traps, getting my shoulders into that position is so painful that it completely distracts me from the lift. I can't think about the lift because my shoulders hurt so much. And so I've resorted to power squats, which while they're not as good as back squats, they are still a really good squat movement that mimics a regular squat. And so I have a video of me doing some really, really good form power squats, 3 reps. It was my 5th or 6th set, 3 reps with 720 pounds. And so Elisa, I think, had that stuck in her head when she said, well, deadlifting 750 pounds.
Mm-hmm.
And that's probably where that came from. But no, I do not deadlift 750 pounds at all. If I did, I would absolutely be proud to tear my hamstring. Unfortunately, I only had 500 pounds in my hands when I tore my hamstring. So,
also on this same post, he said that he would enjoy hearing us talk about our training. It would help to interrupt the negative mood I sometimes experience casual Friday as conveying. I appreciate the service you offer by informing us of the facts behind many health-related stories. Just looking for some reprieve during the middle of the show, which I gave you today with my fart filtering.
Yeah, underwear. There you go.
Yes.
So that was the comic relief.
I really didn't realize he had said that. I guess.
You know, what we should do? Thanks to Richard Patterson, you know what we should do?
What?
We should, in the middle of every casual Friday, we should have some sort of uplifting story.
Story. Yeah. That's a good idea.
Yeah, to kind of like take the edge off. Venom and vinegar out
of turn the
everything.
Mood a little lighter. Well, I did that right at the correct time today.
Yes, with the fart filtering underwear, which I'm sure that Elisa will be buying me a pair very soon. Anyway, okay, this one says, hi, Carl and Elisa. My mom is a devoted listener of the show. And ever since she saw a picture of Elisa, she has become absolutely obsessed with figuring out what Elisa does for her skin. What are the lovely and talented top 5 recommendations for staving off wrinkles and increasing the quality of your skin? I remember you guys having a sponsor with skincare products, but there's no banner ad on SHR website for it any longer, and I can't find it online. It was something to do with stem cells, I think. Anyway, big fan of the show, and I hope your hamstring heals soon. And that's from Adam. And quite frankly, I want to say something real quick, that Elisa has taken care of her skin for the past, decades. She's been doing the same thing. So it's not some stem cell product that's made the difference. It's been a constant. Every time Elisa gets out of the shower, she covers herself head to toe with moisturizer. And at night, she washes the makeup off her face if she has makeup on, and she puts moisturizer on her face. She has nighttime moisturizer. She has daytime moisturizer. But it's being attentive to your skin. A lot of people don't take care of their skin for decades, and then they go, what can I do now? Well,
you know, I had a good example in my mother, because she worked in the cosmetic field, and she was always real cognizant about, you know, she used cold creams back then, but, you know.
Pons, yeah.
But she sat me down when I was very young and said, you need to take care of your skin. And I've been doing it ever since then. And yes, hydration is number one as far as hydration inside and out, drinking a lot of water. I always have and I always will. And putting lotion on from head to toe, like you just said.
Right.
And I, you know, the more I've learned about things, now I've graduated to using lotions that are better for me, like lotions without parabens and without petroleum and, you know, things like that. But it's been a learning process.
Well, also, something else needs to be said that you kind of didn't mention here. But at a very, very young age, you stopped using soap to wash your face. Tell that story.
Yes, when I was really young, I was a teenager. I was really young, I'd say 13 maybe. I stopped using soap on my face because every time I used soap on my face, it would break me out. I have really sensitive skin, but the doctor told my mother to have me use something other than soap on my face.
So what did
so
you
I
use?
Started, my mother just bought me some cleansers, you know, like a Noxzema made a cleanser back then.
Right.
Now I use the Origins because it's all natural.
It has no parabens.
But for years and years, I used that Noxzema brand because that's what my mother turned me on to, and it was just a facial cleanser, and it was specifically made for your face.
So you have not, so since you're 13 years old, you have not used soap on your face.
No, I have not.
I think that has something to do with it too. It's got to.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, it's all these things. The other thing is that Elisa has gotten to sleep early her entire life.
I have.
I remember when, okay, so before Elisa and I even started dating, my friend Billy Mitchell, who introduced us, was giving me like the rundown on Elisa. And he says, you know, she's not like a lot of other girls. She's not out there on Friday and Saturday nights partying. She's home reading a book. And I thought, oh, come on. And then I found out it's true. The reality is that even when you were single, you had a lifestyle, that most people only have when they have a companion. And that is that you spent a lot of time at home. You spent a lot of time cooking. You spent a lot of time decorating your home and making your home a beautiful place, but also you got to bed like at 9 o'clock every night ever since whenever.
Yes.
So.
And I think that comes from being comfortable with yourself.
Yeah. You didn't feel like you were missing anything by
you don't feel like you have to be out there and doing, you know, doing the bars or night scene or, and don't get me wrong, I enjoy an evening out, but just not every weekend, every
Wednesday
weekend.
Night, every Saturday night, exactly. Every Sunday night, week after week, month after month.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. So, but you know what? Here's some other good news. Once the Superhuman Television website is completed, Adam, you'll be able to tell your mom to check in on the episodes where Elisa starts being the co-host, because we're going to be doing more shows about things like that, about skincare and good habits for women.
And exercise. We'll be posting videos of ourselves working out and, you know, things like that.
Yeah, so that'll be cool, too.
Okay, this is the last one, I think.
This one comes from William Billy Earp.
No, we have two more because you wanted to answer the other question, too.
Yeah. This one comes from William Billy Earp II, who he and I communicate a lot on emails now, quite frankly. Based on recent life extension updates with Dr. Michael Smith on SHR, I started a vitamin D supplementation protocol, 7,000 IUs per day of life extension caplets, and increased my vitamin D 25 hydroxy levels from 29.9 nanograms a milliliter to 72. I think you're done, by the way. If you're at 72 now, stop. Stay there. I feel pretty good at this level, but was wondering if you have refined your position on superhuman levels of vitamin D as a result of the show you did with Dr. Chris Masterjohn. Yes, absolutely. I think that I have instinctively always taken vitamin D with vitamin A. And I get a lot of vitamin K from the green vegetables I eat. I think Dr. Chris Masterjohn pointed out that calcification of soft tissue can occur when vitamin D levels are very, very high in the absence of adequate amounts of A and K. If you feel good at that level and you're having no odd issues whatsoever, then I would make sure that you're getting good amounts of vitamin A, real vitamin A, retinol, retinoic acid. I would probably say to take about 8,000 IUs or so as well of vitamin A. And absolutely make sure you're eating a lot of green vegetables or supplementing with vitamin K. So that at those levels, we don't have calcium going into the wrong places and keep it going into the right places, which is bone. So that would be my only suggestion. And you heard earlier in the show that I don't think it's necessarily required that you get it up in that 80 nanogram level. I think above 50 is fine. And if you feel good at 72, stay there. That's it. That's what I think about that.
Okay, someone had a question about the Live On Labs and Altrient.
Yeah. I had my mic closed. I'm sorry.
They wanted to know which is better, Live On Labs or Altrient. They're both the same. It's Live On Labs.
It was always Live On Labs for, I don't know, 20-something years. They spun the Altrient name off when they went after the CrossFit community. They had all these high-level CrossFit people, sponsored athletes, and they created this really upscale, snazzy name, Altrient. And it was like all the nutrients that you need or something like that it came from. But what happened was they had so much collateral in the name Live On. People knew Live On for like 20-something years that it became confusing. And questions like this came up. So people who were taking Live On and then they started taking Altrient, they were like, well, this is better than that. No, it's the same thing. It was just a branding difference because they were going through new distribution channels. So they wanted people to be protected. So the new distributors didn't want to sell Live On because they didn't want people to go to Live On directly and buy around them. So Live On said, okay, we'll create a separate brand name just for you to sell, Altrient. But it didn't work anyway. Live On and Altrient, same company, same product. Just slightly different packaging.
Yeah, that's got to be confusing.
And Altrient is gone, quite frankly. If you notice the spots on the show or Live On now, it's the same company.
Also, Omar Hurtado, is that how you pronounce his last name?
I think
name?
So, yeah.
He just posted a picture of the Aura MD, and he said that he just got his first free bottle, and he can't wait to try it.
Yeah, hurry up, man. I want to hear about it.
Yeah.
I want to hear about it. It's great stuff. Really, really is great stuff. I would never. Oh, look at that. Heather Grace, who is an IFBB pro figure competitor, she said, I love this stuff. So she's using it already.
Right. And Amit Ram said that he's on his second bottle. He said it's strong stuff. I wonder if he's using the extra strong.
Yeah.
He says, I still have mixed emotions about how it stays.
What does that mean, stays? I don't know.
A regular toothpaste gives me a better clean feeling.
Really? Well, that's possible. I mean, that's possible. He just likes the feel of the creamier stuff, the thicker stuff or something like that.
It's a little more abrasive. Some toothpastes have abrasives in them.
Well, most of them do. Hydrated silica is sand.
Yeah, so it's more abrasive on the tooth structure.
But you don't want that abrasiveness.
No, you don't. And that's why, Amit, you should be using a Sonicare toothbrush.
And yeah, I was just going to say that. I was going to say, if you get a Sonicare toothbrush, that will make your teeth feel cleaner.
Well, it makes you feel like you've just had a cleaning done in the dental office.
Yeah.
That's all we use. I love my Sonicare.
In fact, when my Sonicare broke,
I would not go back to manual brushing ever.
I had to for a few days. My Sonicare broke. And I had to use a regular toothbrush again. Remember I said to you, I don't even feel like I'm brushing my teeth anymore.
It feels different, doesn't it?
Yeah.
Your teeth just feel a gazillion times cleaner.
Yeah.
They do.
Yeah, and it's not abrasive. It's not using sand to scrape the teeth. It's using sonic waves to scrape the
teeth. And another thing is your gum tissue is healthier because you can experience toothbrush abrasion because if you manually brush, sometimes you brush too hard because you want that clean feeling. So you're really basically brushing the gum tissue away.
Right.
And it's called toothbrush abrasion. So if you have a Sonicare, you can't do that.
Right. No, get the Sonicare and combine it with the Aura MD and then have a new brushing experience that you'll never change your mind about. Seriously.
Never.
Do we have anything else?
That's it.
Okay. Thank you for listening to Superhuman Radio this week. And we have great shows planned for you next week. Have a great weekend.
Bye.
more.
The brainless people at the FDA need to be convinced that arsenic is not good for humans to consume. Because the FDA feels a little bit more research needs to be done before we're considered that this particular arsenic is dangerous.
Only on Superhuman Radio.
Spit that out right now. This is the Superhuman Channel.